Daf is being given as a chiddush of shuv. Abish was chutz for which line for frame simple shem sirachul. Shmuel Yosef ben Hanafreda, search shirchel Yisrael, chutz for chaylimin captives and everybody in Eretz Yisrael. We're on daf samach vav amar aleph, fourth line. Ad kan li pligi. We left off yesterday in machlokes beshamim beshelal, and how we learn by esnan whether it includes shiniyehem, their changes, there's a change to the behema, or vladeseim. That Basil says both of them are excluded from that. Bishami says just Vlad is excluded. Shinuyim is still going to be also Baslan. Hillel says Shinuyim and Vlad is saying we're going to be mutter to be makiv as a carbon. Morris says on this Ad kan lo pligi, until now they don't argue. There's no machlokes ela the marshav of shinu koine marshav of shinu any koine. One holds Bishami holds that shinu is not koine. Basil holds shinu is koine, and that's why if you hold shinu is koine, it's a new behemi, you can be makiv as a carbon. Mishol Chini Zainu Koina, it's the same as Nan, therefore Chini Zainu Koina. And therefore you cannot bring it on the Mizbeach. I've only known Shlume, but when it comes to repayment, Kuli Amak and the Mikar Mishalim, everybody agrees that they will pay, when you steal something, it will be Kidimei Kara. You pay back like you, like the Shas that you stole it. Diktani, Avalini Shlomi Kulamit Kamekar Mishalim. Why Diktani Mishalim Tashlomi Kefel, Tashlomi Abrav Kamisha, Kain Chekanov, because we learned there in the Marissa that they pay back, that they pay back Tashlomi Kefel and Tashlomi Dalavahe, Kain Chekanov. So Lemetavi to Yofta the Rav. Let's say it's a Pirchon Rav, the Amar Rav, Karen Kain Chekanov, Shalom Tash, Karen Kain Chekanov, Shalom. Doesn't sound right. The Lashon of Mishalim doesn't make sense there. Karen Kain Chaganov Mishalim, you say Karen Kain Chaganov, he pays back, but really shouldn't have the word Mishalim. Tashlumi Kevil, Tashlumi Dalavahe, Kashas Amadabedin. Tashlumi Kevil, Tashlumi Dalavahe, Rav said was Kashas Amadabedin. But what do we just say according to Bisham and Bais Hillel? It's not Kashas Amadabedin. Right? We said Tashlumi Kevil, Tashlumi Dalavahe, Kain Chaganov. So it's a catch on Rav. It says, I'm a Rava. Rava says, Tulon Kidimei Kara. Rav, Beishami Beisil, all talking about where you're paying back the Tla. So that's Kidimei Kara. Why? Because he says to him, I stole a Tla. I'm returning a Tla. I stole a Shar. I'm returning a Shar. However, dumb him, but if he's paying back value, that's Kishalachshav. That's Kishalachshav. And that's what Rav is referring to, that if the value changes, then it'll be Kishal Achshav. If the value does not, then it's going to be Yetchikarov. Okay. I'm a Rabba. Rabba says, Shinu Koina Ksivu Tanina. The fact that Shinu is Koina, we learned both learned it in the Pasuk, and we also learned it in the Mishnah. Ksiva, it's written in the Pasuk, Vahishav is a Gzela Asher Gazal. You should turn the Gzela that you stole. That was stolen. Matam Adlam Asher Gazal. What does it mean that you stole? What else are you returning? We know you. Vahishav is a Gzela. Right. What do you mean, Asher Gazal? Return the gzela, it tells me it's what you stole. Otherwise, what else is it? So Gemara says, "Im ke ein shegazal yachzer." If it's like when you stole it, then return it the way you have it. Right? Then return the gezel. The imlav, but if not, if it's not like what you stole it, there was a shinu to it. Then damen ba'ama ba'yishlume, you just have to pay back money. Tanina, where do we learn it in the Mishnah? Shinu is kanya because it says a gezel eitzim v'asan kelim. You steal wood and you turn it into a utensil. Or tzemer v'asar migazlim, or he steals wool and he goes ahead and he turns it into clothing. Mishalim kishas hagzela, he pays back kishas hagzela. Why? Because it's no longer the same as what he took. He doesn't have to give back that item, but rather he goes ahead and he gives it kishas hagzela. Inami, another brisa that says, by the din of reishis hagez. Reishis hagez is the first shearing of wool from your sheep, goes to the kayin. You have to give it to the kayin. So now, what happens? Lehispik litnu lei achetzavai. He didn't give it to the kayin until he went ahead and dyed it. So now it's a shinui. Used to be white wool, now it's right, nice regular wool. Now it turned into red wool because he dyed it. So there was a change to it. So potter. He's potter from giving it to the kayin. Why? Because the kayin can't go ahead and take it because there was a shinui. It's not the same one as before. And he doesn't have to pay damim to Kayin because the Kayin says, hey, I want this. He says, well, I'm giving it to a different Kayin, my friend. And he's being moitzi from this guy he would have to prove that he never ever gave any money to anybody in order for it to be able to be, for him to be able to take the money, the value of it that he stole from the Kayan, because this guy could always push off this Kayan by saying, no, I gave it to a different Kayan who was a friend of mine, not you. So therefore, we'll be putter from paying everything. Alma, what do we see? Shina Kaina? Shina is Kaina. Why? Because he can't take this item because it changed to red wool now. And Dhammim is not Chayiv because he could always push him off. But, so what do we see? We see that Shina is Kaina because it's not regular rations of goods anymore. Now it's this red wool. Okay. Yiyush. What's the din by Yiyush? The Bailam army Yayish on it. Amri Rabbanan did Nikni. Rabbanan said it should be Kaina. Yiyush should be, is enough to be make a Kaina. Miu. However, Lo Yadini Nidai Raisa Idai Rabbanan. We don't know if it's Kaina Midai Raisa or Kaina Midai Rabbanan. Idai Raisa is a Kaina Midai Raisa. Why? Midida Havea Moitzi Aveda. Is it like somebody who finds an Aveda? What's the din by an Aveda? Moitzi Aveda. Love given to me. Yayish. The din by Yish is, why do we say that Yish is going to be kind? It's because when the guy is mighty the Aveda, the guy finds it, the finder finds this Aveda in the street, right? So the din is, he's allowed to keep it, right? Under certain circumstances, he's allowed to keep it, right? Why? Because we say, the owner was Miyayish on it. It's no longer the owner's, now he picked it up. He took it, he was kind in it after Yish Baila. So therefore, we're going to say, just like we find by Moitzi Aveda, Yish is Koina. So here also we'll say, so Hainami Kivin Miyayish Mara Konilei. Do we say here also that since the owner was Miyayish, so now the Gazlan can be Koina, whoever it is Koina. Alma Koina, right? The Gazlan can be Koina. Alma Koina, so therefore we see that Yish is Koina. Oidoma, do we say, Loidami La Aveda, you can't compare it to Aveda. Because Aveda, who the Chiyasa Liyade Beatera Asa Liyade, because Aveda, when the Aveda comes to the finder's hands, it came behetter. It was after Yish, and he was allowed to take it. Aval hai, but this ganef, given to be Surah Asa Eliyade, since it came to his hand, be'isr, he stole it. Now the Bailam were miyayish after it was stolen. But it was, he stole it. It came be'isr. Medar Rabbanan hu, the Amar Rabbanan nikni mitekeh atzachonis ha-shavim. It's only a din to Rabbanan that the Rabbanan say Yish is going to be koina. Why? Because takonis ha-shavim, we want him to return. He wanted him to do tshuva and return what he stole. So if we say that he can't keep it, he didn't say, well, it's so hard for me to be mekayim the mitzvah of Eshav Ezgelah to do tshuva on it, I'm not going to return it. So therefore the Rabbanan said, no, you're right. Really, Yish is not going to be kaina. We're going to hold its kaina in this case in order that you go ahead and do tshuva and return what you stole. So you pay back damim and therefore and keep it. So it's only in the Rabbanan. Right, so we have that the Rabbanan hold that Yish is Koina, I'm just not sure if Yish is Koina Midai Raisa Midai Rabbanan. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, went back a line. Yish ain't a Koina, Vafila Midai Rabbanan. Yish is not Koina, and even Midai Rabbanan, it is not Koina. Yish is not Koina. Okay, so we have Rabbo who says, Yish is Koina, just not sure if it's Midai Raisa Midai Rabbanan. Rav Yosef who holds, Shinui is not Koina at all. Esvei Rav Yosef LeRabbah. So Rav Yosef asked Rabbah following question from the following case. Gozal chametz va'avar al over Pesach. He steals chametz, and now Pesach comes and goes. What happens? Chametz all over Pesach is also bahana. Right? So it has no value anymore. Either din is, I'm a harish al chol fenecha. The Gazlan could take this chametz, hand it back to the guy and say, here you go. Here's your things. Have a nice day. Now, is the owner allowed to use it? No, it's also bahana. It's chomash all of Pesach. So he says, "Harish alchalaf inecha." V'hai, frankly, remember, v'hai given the mata idin nisura. So Rav Yosef's kasha on Rabbah is like this: this guy, that as soon as it reaches zman iser, sheish shayus l'mal comes on erev Pesach. Now he didn't sell it because it wasn't his. Bailam didn't sell it because they didn't have it. So now what happens? It becomes aser. So now as soon as it becomes aser, mahad vada miyayish. So for sure, the Bailam are miyayish. What's he going to do with it? It's asbana, right? So he's miyayish on it. And yet, what do we say? Harish al-chav v'nechanecha. V'yisach adai tach yish koina. If you're going to tell me yish is koina, amai amar lei harish al-chav v'nechanecha. How could the Gazlan say to him, harish al-chav v'nechanecha? Dami ma'ayibali shulim Allah. He has to go ahead and pay him back. Why? Because if yish is koina, as soon as Pesach starts, whose did it become? it became the Gazlan's because Yish is Kaina. So then when he has to pay him back, he can't say Rachel Chalaf Anecha wasn't his anymore. It wasn't the Bailam's anymore, it's the Gazlan's. If it's the Gazlan's, then he has to pay back to the Bailam the full value of what he stole. Right before it became his. Amalei. So Rabbi said back to Rabbi Yosef, Kika Amina Ana, when did I say my din that Yish is going to is Miss Yayish? Kika Amina Ana, when did I say my din of Yish is going to is Ze Miss Yayish? The Bailam have Yish, the Ze right to Likness, and the other guy wants to be Koinet. The Gazlan wants to be Koinet. Hi, but the case of Chametral Vol Pesach, Ze Miss Yayish, the Bailam are Miyayish on it. The Ze ain't right to Likness, but the Gazlan's not interested in me Koinet. Why? There's no use for it. He's not going to want it. So therefore, the Yush wouldn't work here to be kind of, right? Yush is kind of only if the person wants to be kind of, not where he doesn't want to be kind of. So by Chometz Shavuot Pesach, he doesn't want to be kind of, therefore he won't be kind of. And the Gazel won't be kind of, he doesn't want it, he has no use for it. So therefore, he won't be kind of, and then he can say, Rachel call the Fanekah. Eisvei, he asked him another kasha. Eisvei Abaya, the rabbi. Now Abaya asked the kasha the rabbi. Yeah. It says in the pasuk karbonai, his carbon. Right, you have when you want to bring a carbon on the mizbeach, it has to be his carbon. Right, v'loy hagozel, and not a carbon that is stolen. So heichidami, what is the case that it was stolen? Ilei milifnei yiyosh. If you're going to tell me it's before yiyosh. Before the Bailam of Miyash, this Bailam had this Behemah of Chulin. Comes along, Ruvain, and he steals the Behemah, and now he wants to be Makavet as a carbon. Now, Shimon, the Nigzol, he knows that Ruvain stole it. He wasn't Miyash on it. He thinks he's going to get it back. Now, Lamili Kra, says, what do I need a Pasuk? Pshita. It's Pashat. Right? It's obvious that if I don't own the Behemah, I can't get a Kapara through it. So what do you need to tell me Karbonai? To tell me if I'm not Miyash, then you can't bring the carbon. Of course not, it's not yours. Right? That's obvious. Elolav, what are we talking about? Lacher Yish, it must be. It was after the Bailam were Miyayish on it. And what do we see? Shema Mina, Yish Loikani. We see that Yish is not Koina. It's a Kasha on Rabbah. Rabbah says Yish is Koina, but it's a Kasha on Rabbah. Why? Because you have a Pasuk that can't come to tell me that Yish is not Koina. Why? Because we're talking about a case where Reuven stole Shimon's Behemah. Shimon was miyayish on it, and he tried to bring it as a carbon. Why can't he bring it? Because it says carbona, his carbon, not a carbon that belonged to somebody else. I had it belong to somebody else. He was miyayish. Doesn't belong to Shimon anymore. Elamai yish is loikaina. That's what it's teaching us, and therefore Reuven can't bring this carbon. Amalei, Rabba or Rava, probably Rabba. It should be Rabba. Before we said Esvei Abaya L'Rava, but I think there was a Gersa change to Rava. Esvei Abaya L'Rava, Abaya asked this question about Rava to Rava, so then here it's Amalei Rava, here it's Rava. Whichever one it is. L'Tameich, according to reasoning, so Rava said back to Abaya, L'Tameich Hodasanya, that which we say in the Brisa, Mishkovoi by Zov, it says, V'ish asher giga b'mishkovoi yichabitz b'gadav, if he touched his Mishkov, that which he lays on, it says his Mishkov, then Yechabis Begadov, it's going to have the Tumah, then it will become an Avatumah. Right? The Mishkov Azov has a din of Avatumah. And you have to be Rachatz B'mayi V'tamei Yad Arif. Right? The person who touches the Mishkov of Azov, that is going to become Tamei. But it has to belong to the Zov. Mishkov, his Mishkov of the Zov. Well, what happens if a different Zov touches it? It's not going to become an Avatumah to be Mitama Adam. Right? That's what Mishkov means. Now, Rava Ulutameh Hadasanya, so Rava said back to Avail, Rava, the Hadasanya, that would say Mishkava Veloy HaGazal, and not a Mishkav that was stolen. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ilema de Gazal im Rava Avde Mishkav, if you tell me that he stole wool and he turned it into a blanket, into a throw. Miyakun Manda Amar Shinu Maisa, like, is there anybody who holds that if you change it completely, the Shinu Maisa, right, with the creation of what it is, it's not going to be Kani? Kana, everybody holds that way. Elamayis lechamimer. What are you going to say the case of Mishkov is? The Gazal Mishkov de Chavre. He stole the Mishkov of his friend. And then what? we're saying that it's still going, even though there was no shinui to it, so it must be that we're going that it is, there was yir shinui, but there was no change whatsoever, and yet we said that it is going to be, the zav will be able to go ahead and be metameit. Right, so here also, we're going to say, Achinami de gozel carbon de chavre. What are we talking about? We're talking about a case where he stole the carbon of his friend. Right? So this friend had a behema. Shimon had a behema. He was makdashit to bring it as his carbon. Comes along Reuven and he steals this carbon and now he wants to be makrivet. So Gemara says that the Torah says that that's not going to be considered his carbon, even after Yish, it's not going to work. And the reason is, Rashi brings two reasons why it won't work here. Either because it's before Yish, and it's coming to tell us, Rashi in the first Lashon says, it's coming to tell me that it's before Yish, but once it is stolen, it will no longer work even for the Balaam of Rishonim. The second Lashon is that he stole his carbon of his friend, and then even after Yish, it wouldn't work because the carbon isn't really his. It's not Shimon's anymore. It already belongs to Hekdesh. So he didn't steal it from Hekdesh, so therefore Yish won't help over there. It's still always going to be belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's because of the Rachmana, it belongs to the Torah because it's going to be Makrav. It's Hekdesh, it's going to be Makrav as carbon. And therefore, it won't work in this case. And that's what Karbanoi will mean. It can't be Makrav because it's not his carbon. It's always the, it always belongs, once you Makdash it, it belongs to the Torah. It belongs to the Shemayim.
Does it work for the Bailam? For the original Bailam?
According to the second one, it should work. According to the second Lashon, it should work according to the Bailam, because it didn't change. Like, there was no change by him being the Yayish.
You just have to deal with the Kabbalah's like people or something, but else, if everything was done right,
Everything else is done right. Yeah. Well, no. No, the question is, if Reuven brings, according to the first Lashon, if Reuven gives it back to Shimon, it still doesn't work.
Well, I assume the first question that the Goslin is actually bringing
to... He's bringing to Beis HaMikdash for Shimon?
Yeah. Oh, so it means that...
That's the same thing. Why is that different?
It's saying that he could... The Goslin could... Whatever he brings, whatever it's worth, it's good for the Bailam. If you would have thought it would be good for the Bailam, much more that it's not even going to work for the Bailam. I don't know, what kind of carbon is it?
Let's say it's a Ndava, but he's saying he has a Chiv. Right? If, let's say it's a chatas, whatever it is. I think the pasuk is actually written by. It's by Ayla. It's by Ayla, not by chatas. It's by Ayla, right? So it's an Ayla, right? So it could be in the Dava. It's by Ayla, but it's not going to work anymore for the Bailam, even though Yish is Lekani. It doesn't work for the Bailam anymore. Yish is Lekani. So even if Reuven hands it back to Shimon and Shimon brings it, once that shift happened. Now it's going to make it that it's no longer works for the, it's no longer, what's it called? It's no longer going to work for him. It's no longer Karbanai. Okay. Esvei Abayla Rav Yosef. Abayla asked Rav Yosef. Oivish Abayla Bayas Machshava Mitamasam. The skins of Abayla Bayas, Machshava is enough to make it me Mekabel Tumah. Skins of a balabayas. The balabayas treats it. Now he has these skins. Whatever. Once he has a thought to use it for something that no longer needs a maisa to it, so then machshava is going to be. It's complete. What?
It's completed in what it.
Like, it's completed in the maisa, but now and right. So he has a mind to use it for that. Then it's going to be. It's going to be mekabel tuma. V'shal avdon. However, if it's from the tanner, ain machshava metamason. Machshava is not enough to be metamet because. The Avdon usually cuts it further, uses it to sell it off, to use it for things, to make it into more kale. So therefore, Machshava will not be enough, where it's just ours. Shel Ganav, if it was a veganif, machshava mitamason, machshava will be mitamet. Shalgazan e machshava mitamason, shalgazan machshava is not mitamen. And Shimon says, chiluf advarim, you flip it, shalgazan machshava mitamason, shalganif e machshava mitamason. If the gazlan the machshava is mitamet, ganif e machshava is not mitamet. Why? Lefi shaloi nisyayshu habaylam. The reason why, by a ganif, machshava is not mitamet is because the baylam are not miyayshu. I read it all quickly, but now the explanation between in the Tanakhama is like this. Tanakhama holds that Shalganef Machshav is Metamet, because the Ganef, you don't know who stole it. So the Baal Mamiyayish, you don't know who stole it, Baal Mamiyayish becomes the Ganef, he has mind to use it for whatever it is, Machshav is Metamet. No further Maisa needs to be done, he's going to use it for whatever, it's going to be done. Gazlin, Machshava is not metame. Why? Because the Bailam are not miyayish. He knows who stole it. So he has to get it. And Reb Shimon says, no, flip it around. A gazlin, you know who stole it. So you know this guy is strong. You're not starting up with him. Ganef, you're still hopeful because maybe you'll find, maybe somebody had caught it on camera, had his ring doorbell, pick it up. So your Machshava is going to be, right? The guy did it in hiding. So therefore, Machshava will be metamet by the ganef, because you're not miyayish on it. Ushmami no, but what do we see? Yish kaina. You see, yish is kaina here. Amalei hachu b'mayaskin. And what are we talking about here? Kigoyin shikitzon. We're talking about a case here that you did cut it up. It's not just enough to have machshava, but also we're talking about a case that it was cut after that. So therefore, it was yish. And Shinoi Maisa. So you know, we had a kasha that you're going to tell me Yish is not koine. You see, Yish is koine because it could be Mekabel Tum Al Yedei the Machshava of the Ganef or Gazlin. You say no, because what are we talking about? We're talking about Yish and Shinoi Maisa. That there was a cut to it. Maskefla Rabba by Rav Chanon. So Rabba Rav Chanon asked on that teretz, V'haloi Itzva Shanu Kan. We learned here the case of itzva. Itzva is like a tabletop. I don't know if it's exactly a tablecloth or it's a tabletop, but it no longer needs to be cut. The itzva ain tzricha kitua, and itzva does not need to be cut. Zitznam, we learned in the Mishnah, komakim she'ain chisar melacha, any place where you don't have a lack of a further melacha, machshava mitamah, so machshava is mitamit, yesh chisar melacha, but if you still need to do a maisa to finish off the kli, then ain machshava mitamah, so then machshava won't make it that it's mekabel tuma, because you still need the further maisa to it. Chutz mina itzva, except for the case of itzva. So we see that the Mishnah continued there and talks about a case of itzva. Elo amar Rava says, hay milso kashu barabal, Rabbi Yosef, esu mitartin shnin. So Rava says like this. This question was a question the Rabbi had asked Rabbi Yosef for 22 years. V'leifrika, and he couldn't give an answer. Ad Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Bereisha, until Rabbi Yosef was appointed to the head of the yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva, Uparka, and then he was able to answer it. And what did he answer it? He answered, Shinu Hashem, Kishinu Maisa, Dami, Shinu Hashem is like Shinu Maisa. The change of a name, from it going from being a or to whatever kli it is, then it's going to be then it will be shinoi, will be the same thing as if you did a shinoi maisa. So going from what it is to an itzva, it's going to be shinoi Hashem, and that is like shinoi maisa. My time, huh? What's the reasoning? Hasumi kara etzim hashta kelim. Over there, originally it was called etzim, now it's called kelim. Shinoi Hashem nami meikara kara lemaschava hashta avarzin. And the shinoi Hashem also. But by Shini Maisa, what is it? It started off as Eitzim, now it's Kalim. Shini Hashem also, Meikara, it's called a Mishcha, it's called an Ur, and now it's called an Anvarzin, an Itzva, and it's called this tabletop tray. It's a tray? Table tray. I frekti Gemara, I vahare Marish, a beam, the Ikka Shini Hashem, there's a change in the name. The Meikara Keshura from the originally it's a beam, Vahashta Talala, and now it's a roof. Utanan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Ala Marish Agazal, the beam that is stolen, Shebanu Bibira, that is built into the house, into the building. Right? Shenoitol Damav, Mimnei Takonis Hashavim, we just take the money from him in order so that Takonis Hashavim, so that he should go ahead and do tshuva, because otherwise he can say, you're going to make me take down this whole building in order to get back the beam and return it to this guy. But Gemara says, "Time him nei takanas hashavim." The whole reason is because of takanas hashavim, right? However, but halav haki, if not for takanas hashavim, what would we say? What would we say? Hader be'enei. You would have to go ahead and remove it from there and return it the way it was found, the way it was stolen. Rabbi Yosef says, Marush Shmoy Alav. Marush, the name Marush is still on it even while it's built into the building. Right? The rafter is still called the beam of the rafter. Right? We don't change the name to that it's called now the roof. The sign, because we learned in the Bresla. Tzlois Habayas Elo Malatatim, when the Pasuk says, and Yecheskel describing the Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash says, Tzlois Habayas, these are the Malatatim, is it? Pieces. I'm not sure if it's canopies that come over the windows or it's actually pieces that cover the windows. I didn't quite understand what Rashi was saying.
The casings.
It's the casings around it. Okay. The casings around it.
The wooden frames.
It's the casings. It's the frame. Yeah. Okay. And when it says in the Pasuk, that's referring to the Merishais. So you see that they retain their name of Marish even after being built into the building. That's why you need Shinu. You need that it's you need Takanas Hashavim here because you don't have Shinu Hashem by the Marish. The Marish is Be'en. There's no Shinu Ma'isah, and it's still called a Marish. So you need Takanas Hashavim that he doesn't take it. That you don't have to take it out. But if it did have Shinu Hashem, it will be enough. Reb Zeira Amar. Reb Zeira says Shinu Achozir LeBriyaso Shinu Hashem. Loi have shinoi. A shinoi that goes back to its original thing, which Shinoi Hashem, is not going to be considered a shinoi. So that's why Marish, why does Marish not work? Marish, if you take it out of the building, it's still a Marish. Right? So it goes back. Even though right now it's called a roof. But if you remove it, you call it a beam again. So since it's Chozer L'Riyasei, it's not considered a shinoi.